Proclamation number 5970 of 6th of June, 1954. The love of God. The flood of divine love pours over all creatures that have emerged from God's love, and this love brings about that what is dead returns to life. That what dwells in darkness reaches the light. That what lies on the ground in extreme weakness becomes powerful. God's love is everything. It is light and strength and life. It is the fountainhead of bliss. It is a never-ending stream that waters and refreshes everything that is dry and in need of revival. But what is outside the divine stream of love is inevitably in a lifeless state. But life alone is bliss. For this reason, God's love constantly endeavors to include everything that is dead in His flow of love, to give it strength and to illuminate it so that it awakens to life. It is His breath which touches everything created in order to breathe life into it, otherwise it would eternally remain in death. And everything in creation that betrays life also draws this flow of love power, but always in different degrees, which increase the more it is touched by the power of love, until the living being now becomes aware of its power and can freely want and act out of itself, until it possesses so much strength as a human being that it can now independently take the path to the source of strength. Then it can increase the degree of the supply of light and attain a life in light and bliss. And now divine strength and light can flow towards the human being in abundance. But he can also close himself off to this influx because the human being has free will which will not force him to accept divine strength of love. He is not determined but quietly urged to open himself to the most delicious gift given to him through God's love, His Spirit, which can work mightily in him to achieve indescribable spiritual success. Being guided by the Divine Spirit ensures the highest success. But this guidance must be voluntarily sought. God's Spirit must be requested and acquired. The human being must want to be under divine guidance and make himself worthy of it by entering into God's will, which is made known to him through His commandments of love. But then he will also have awakened to life, to a life which lasts forever. Then the human being has voluntarily entered the circuit of divine love, then he will be thoroughly enlivened, i.e., he will become active in a way which has been his destiny since the beginning. He will increase light and strength by also supplying them to his fellow human beings. He will also lead others to life, because life always means constant activity, using strength in a positive sense and therefore leading the dead back to life. And the Spirit of God will be powerful in the weak. All weakness will disappear, and strength and life will be where there was weakness and death. Amen.